Scruffy Podcast.
Yo, broskies.
Good evening. The Queen is still dead.
Konnichiwa. It's like one of those radio things, like, the Queen has died.
For fuck's sake, Lee's crying.
Oh.
Welcome back to Scruffy Podcast. How are you, beautiful bastards?
No, I don't want to talk about it now.
I was alright.
I was just getting over it as well, but yeah, I'm fine.
Shout out to the Queen, though, for giving us an extra day off.
Didn't give me one, fucking selfish bitch. Why didn't you take over Japan?
Again. Was that in the way? Is that how? No.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, we didn't own Japan. We beat them in war, though.
Yeah. It's good enough.
Yeah. War and Pokemon. But,
how's everyone else?
I've got a squirty ass, but I'm all right.
Jack's diets. It's like what's that fat guy on the Simpsons character? Simpsons, the comic book guy. That's Jack's diet, similar to his, I think.
Best diet ever.
Are you okay, Lee?
Yeah, I was fine until you fucking said that.
Did you watch any of the 18-hour procession?
I watched the whole thing.
I had it on and like just throughout the day in the house. I was on the telly. I was doing shit.
I watched the whole thing, and then when I got home, because I was at my mum and dad's watching it. We all watched it as a family. I come home and then I watched King George VI's funeral. I even watched Queen Victoria's funeral.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very emo of you.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. It's like watching Lord of the Rings 3 in the movies and be like, fuck, we need to watch 1 and 2 when we get home.
I wish my grass was emo. It would cut itself.
Tonight be the night that I would fall for you.
I watched the beginning, like when they're walking to the church and taking the coffin to the church and shit for the gossip. Like, oh, the pedo and the ginger are not wearing army suits. But when they got to the church, I was like, yeah. Let's watch something else.
Yeah, it's a bit of it's a bit of a spoiler, really. You already know what's going to happen at the end. I felt bad for like the immediate family, by the nonce, obviously. Like, it's hard enough. Like, my mom's funeral was a couple hours long. Theirs was a fucking mammoth day. The amount of fucking walking they did, their Fitbits must have been on green.
Yeah. Went that far.
Completed circles.
Yeah.
All he done was walk. I felt bad for him. Like, it's such a long, dragged out fucking thing. Basically, two funerals that was televised. And then went and had a private burial. Like, I hope the burial was like a scene of shame, like, looked like Shameless. Like, Harry's on a chair, fold out chair, shirt open, fucking. Bottle of whiskey is to you and Anne. Fucking pouring a bit out for her. You know, fucking the nonsense on Snapchat.
He's chatting to the niece in the corner.
Megan's on the phone. Oprah trying to set up her next fucking podcast guest.
Oh, right. Okay. Can we address like the whole Megan thing?
Yeah, go for it.
I'd undress.
We all know she is a bit of a narcissist, right? However, this time round, she's done nothing wrong. And the media are just fucking attacking her left, right, and centre.
Yeah, I completely agree.
For nothing.
Yeah.
But not, like, it was a bit where like they're walking, like, you know, she's they're walking with the Queen's coffin, and Harry's looking a bit upset. So Meghan holds his hand. Admittedly, like, it's something they don't really do, but I mean, you know, man's kind of grieving, and
it's fucking grand. His wife's
comforting him. What's the problem with that? I don't fucking know. She's done nothing wrong. And yeah, like, Piers Morgan was out there straight away, as he fucking is, because he's a twat. Like, she's probably attacking her. It's like, she's done nothing wrong this time. You know, in the past, she said things and done things, but this time around, no, she's been nothing but respectful and done nothing wrong.
But I don't get it, because it's not like... Like, it's not the media jumping on public hype. That, like, no one gives a fuck about this stuff. It's just they're doing it, like, to get reactions. Like,
I mean, even the public, even the ones that were, like, really, really against sort of Meghan, were, like, going, she's done nothing wrong, so why the fuck's everybody picking on her?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know she's a bit of a cow, but this time around, she's genuinely done nothing wrong.
The media now has just turned into fucking Now magazine. It's not news, it's just fucking gossip and shit.
Yeah, it's, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
But I used to love going dentist and sitting fucking reading OK magazine as a teenager. Like,
let's chat.
Yeah,
man. My mum used to buy them, Take a Break, fucking every week. She had them, pile them in the fucking shit house.
Oh, my mum used to buy them as well.
Yeah, just man. Fucking... Flick through her having a shit, going, oh, she's fit. Crack one out.
I'll Google her naked.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have Google, Jack.
I didn't have Google back then.
Nope.
We go to the toilet, man. If one of those magazines ain't anywhere and you haven't found your dad's stash at that point, you're reading a shampoo bottle. No, try wanking off to a fucking shampoo bottle. It's hard, but you can get it done.
I just went with a Littlewoods catalogue, to be fair, man. There's plenty of fucking brown panty pics in them.
They're all old women in there.
No, they had some stacked ones.
Lee, you were 7. Of course they're all old women. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
But now they're really old.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
But yeah.
Littlewoods even have shops anymore?
No. No one has a shop anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, funeral. It was long. I felt bad for them. Like,
the walk after was a bit much, and it's not just that they were walking for, I don't know, 45 fucking minutes, but they had to walk in that same pose and like march like the fucking hyenas from Lion King, like all in the same way, right behind their mum's coffin. It must have been fucking rough.
Yeah. King Charles's hands look good.
And his bodyguards.
Yeah, they're fake hands also as well. See loads of videos on TikTok like this you know, this agent, super secret agent's got a gun because this is a fake hand. And it's like, no shit, he's got a gun. There's one guy like his jacket's open, and you just see it sitting on his hip. And it's like, if I'm that guy, I'm like, yeah, there's a gun there, don't fuck around.
I love the fact that people are shocked that the king's bodyguards would have guns.
Yeah.
Why is it even shocked anybody?
Go to America, Bad Bahabi's fucking security guards have got guns.
Have they? Oh. Okay. Although, talking on the Queen's funeral, it made Donald Trump like talk about it a bit. I mean, I can't remember what his direct quotes, but he posted on his Truth social media that Biden being placed in the 14th row behind all the Commonwealth nations, like, shows how in decline and how the world looks at America now, that if he was still president, he would be front and center of the whole thing.
I want on this app. Just, like, it needs to fucking... I want on it just to read his shit.
Yeah, but you start arguing that, they'd have a tantrum and kick you off.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm going to Google now to see if it's opened up to everywhere bar the lower seven states in America.
But yeah, I mean, Biden was putting 14th row. He's behind the Prime Minister of Poland. But, I mean, it's obviously... It's going to be like the Commonwealth.
Oh, you can get it here now.
Then some. Well, can you get it? Oh, fair enough. I'm downloading that shit tonight.
Truth Social.
I have missed him. I have missed him on Twitter because the man is just fucking deranged, and it's great reading at times. But for him to think that he would actually be front and center of the Queen's funeral is fucking lunacy, right?
Yeah,
it's batshit fucking crazy.
That sums up America. Literally, think everything is about them.
Yeah,
but you never know. Biden, maybe he should have been at the front, but he's gone in like, shit. I'll sit at the back. I don't want teacher to ask me a question. Like, I'll sit at the back. Like, he don't have a clue where he is.
Who died?
Well, the current prime minister told him to fuck off a few times, so that's quite funny. Biden, not Trump.
Is that because he keeps trying to grope her?
He keeps trying to get involved into sort of British Irish politics. And the prime minister's on, you, the president of America, go away.
Out of it, Yankadoodle.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. America. Fuck yeah.
You've got to have like a to set up an account sound.
I mean, I've got another story from America.
Go on then.
So there was a video that went viral of a kid's so in America they do this North Korea shit where you have to stand up every morning in school and look at the flag of America. Put your hand over your heart and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know what the Pledge of Allegiance is. I think I know the first line of I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Something like that. Pledge of allegiance to a bit of cloth in general is fucking weird. So this kid's just sitting on his chair. I mean, he is a teenager. And the teacher's like, oh, why are you disrespecting our flag like that? Why are you disrespecting our country like that? The kid's like, yeah, mate, I don't care. Like, he's like, oh, are you Mexican? He's like, no, I was born here.
The teacher, yeah. He says that.
Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. And the teacher's like, I'd fight for my country. I'd die for my country. And look, you want to disrespect us like that? The kid's like, I don't see the point in doing it every day. I'm watching this going, holy fuck. That is some North Korea shit, right?
Yeah.
And why is this teacher trying to fight with like a 15-year-old? Who doesn't want to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
The revolution has begun.
Like, you can be proud of your country. You can, you know, be patriotic. But having a Pledge of Allegiance, like, your whole life, how long's your school career for? Like, 10, 15 years?
Mm.
No, it's not 15. Yeah, yeah. Like, your whole education, doing that every single fucking morning.
Yeah, why do they never say, like, this is fucking tiring? Can you imagine trying to get a bunch of British school kids to try and do the fucking, like, God Save the King before every morning? Nah.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
I know the Pledge of Allegiance because of the Eminem song.
I only knew it because of Kindergarten Cop. That's how I only knew the first line.
I only know it because the fucking what's that Robot Chicken.
And
so they have a kid who goes, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of United States of Fart," and then he gets murdered.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, if any listeners want to like chime in on it at any point, like just message in the socials and give us your thoughts on it.
Yeah, get at me on True Social at Scruffy. Got that fucking username, didn't I? Fucking yeah. Dancer. Just at Scruffy, baby.
I mean, this is out.
We'll have Scruffy podcast as well.
Trump and following us.
And Jack and his Jap, the virginity protector.
It is North Korea shit, right?
Yeah. But they have the ability to see it.
Yeah.
To realize it's bullshit.
Just sums up the American school.
Yeah.
That system, like the whole.
The whole American schooling system.
Mm.
It's like when you ask them to name like three countries and they're like, oh, America, Africa, Scotland.
London.
Yeah, London.
Yeah. Delaware.
Their schooling system's a bit shit.
I mean, our school system's that good that we have to learn the American states. So we know if we ever end up there on accident, we know where we are.
I mean, I don't ever remember like being taught them, but I just kind of knew them because, you know.
It's British intelligence.
They just need to tell us once and that's it, we'll remember.
Do you know all 50 states?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I reckon. If we go one for one, I reckon we can name all 50 states.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, want to go fast, Lee?
Yeah, Alabama,
Alaska,
Arizona,
Arkansas.
You got to do it in a Yank accent, right? So each one you say, you got to do it in that accent you think they sound like. California,
Colorado.
Connecticut.
Delaware.
Florida.
Georgia.
They sound pretty English in Georgia.
I'm not doing this one in any accent. Hawaii.
Ada, you a hoe.
Illinois.
Indiana.
Iowa.
You owe a what?
An orgasm.
You're not in Kansas anymore, Dirty.
I'll take. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I thought we were going one for one, but I'll take Kansas off of you.
I'll swap you a Kentucky.
Oh.
I'll spread my Louisiana all over you two.
Yeah, I'll take that as my main.
Oh, are you just going at this now?
I thought I just had it in my head. I had to say it.
Okay. I'll go next then. Maryland.
Is Maryland where Elvis is from?
No.
I think it might be.
No, he's not.
It's where they make the cookies, right?
Elvis is from Thingley, isn't he?
Massachusetts?
I can't remember.
I was from Memphis anyway. I'll go for Michigan next.
Minnesota. Soda.
The this is the only one that all the Japanese kids at work can spell. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, Mississippi.
Missouri.
Montana. Oh, I sound like Mr. Hankey.
Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Nebraska.
Oh.
Nevada? Sorry, they keep taking your turn.
Yeah, I love how Scott's just fucking up this system.
Lee takes too long, and I'm just...
I'm trying to think, mate.
British intelligence is just far superior to his, clearly.
New Hampshire.
Oh, there's a few new ones we can go through.
You wait for me?
I thought it was Jackson.
I thought you were there.
Yeah.
New Jersey?
I prefer the old one, but you got New Mexico.
How about New Amsterdam, New York?
New York! I think that's all
Jeff,
the news finished, isn't it?
The home of the Hardy Brothers, North Carolina.
North Dakota.
Ohio.
Morning.
Oklahoma.
The one that we use for cooking. Oregon?
Oregano?
Oregano?
Pennsylvania.
Rhode Island. It's not even big enough to be a state, I don't think.
Mick Foley's from there, though. So.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I think we finished the news. The South, the North. Ah, the South. South Carolina.
South Dakota, then.
Some yeehaw states left, didn't there? Tennessee.
Nice. Hey, y'all. I'm from Texas.
Not Texas, then Utah.
Vermont.
Lee's missus is a Virginia.
Okay. Washington.
Oh, yeah.
There's a washing minge joke somewhere there, Bill.
There was, yeah.
Washing ton of cum out of her asshole.
Fucking hell. Dustin.
West Virginia.
Brown and shit.
Oh, West Virginia. It's almost heaven. West Virginia.
How many we got left?
I don't know how many we've done.
Counting on my fingers and toes.
I think there's like two left.
Wisconsin?
Yeah. Wyoming.
That's 50,
right? It's 50. Shit, boys, we are good. Get a fucking round of applause. Pats on backs.
Yeah.
The British school system does not fail.
Not at all.
Yeah. Any Americans out there want to challenge us to a geography battle? Please do bring it.
It was ironic we got it in alphabetical order as well, right?
Yeah, weren't ironic. Just pure fucking intelligence.
Brilliant. Pure intelligence. Yes. Brilliant.
Yeah. If we tried really hard, we could probably do it in order of size of population, too.
I think we could, yeah.
I reckon we could.
100% could.
Yeah.
100% could. I'm also not reading out. 50 fucking states.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, well, fuck me, man. It's a lot of states. And I thought, there's a lot of fucking idiots. there's also a lot of not idiots before fucking, before my new followers on Truth Social get a bit upset. Yeah. Weird. Cheers to crack jokes. Yeah. Anything else been happening?
Yeah, I mean,
Roger Federer died this week, didn't he?
Yeah, same. We were just about to, yeah, Roger Federer. I mean, I seen a picture, and it's like it's a picture of Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, Novak Djokovic, and Andy Murray. And everybody's looking at the picture like, why the fuck's Andy Murray there?
Yeah, 100%. That was the same. And then he's Scottish put in the room, and I'm going, why is that British player there?
Yeah, the other three are probably sitting there like, oh, is he part of Make a Wish?
Yeah. Like 903 Grand Slam titles between them. 902 if you fucking remove Andy Murray.
I mean, if you have a look at Andy Murray's accolades, playing with these three players, he's still got 2 Wimbledon titles and 6 Grand Slams.
Oh yeah, he has a good record. Yeah,
and it's like, holy shit!
He's had a lot of injuries.
He's not their level though, is he?
And if those three weren't there, he'd be like the greatest fucking tennis player in history.
Yeah. But, yeah, and if the 9 leagues above me weren't there, I'd be a Premier League player.
Exactly. But everybody's looking at the picture going, why is he there? It's a bit of a yeah. But it's kind of coming to the end of that generation of tennis player now, isn't it? It's,
If we lose the war in America, fucking, I'm pretty sure one of us will be president today.
Yeah. But I remember Federer, like, at one point, he was the only person with that caliber in tennis.
Yeah.
It was fucking amazing to watch.
I fucking hated him. Because he was just that good. He won everything. And when Nadal came on, I was like, oh, I want Nadal. Yeah. And he did for a good bit. And then Djokovic just annoys me 10 times more. 10,000 times more. Not because he doesn't want to get a COVID jab.
Yeah.
It was a bit over the top, weren't it? I mean, like, his final match, he fucking proper went all out. It was fucking...
Yeah. It was like a pyro show.
Pyro. Yeah, there's fireworks. Some cunt set himself on fire. In protest of UK private jets.
Yeah. I think. It's no UK private jets. Mate, if I'm a millionaire, I'm getting a private jet. Don't give a fuck. Fuck the environment. I'm long dead when it's gone.
Shouldn't he protest at the airport?
Mm.
Or do you think the tram lines were a fucking landing strip or something?
Yeah, all he's done is all those rich fucks that left that night got on their private jets. He went, what's what? Hope we're jet fuel years because that costs £400 a fucking meter.
do you remember the match that Federer and Nadal had on grass and clay? Because they reckoned that Federer was unbeatable on grass and Nadal was unbeatable on clay. They call Nadal the king of clay, don't they?
Mm.
So they had a special, court made. Was that?
No, I don't remember that either.
Yeah, they had a special court made, one half clay, one half grass. And he had Nadal play on the clay and Federer on the grass. It was a fucking brilliant match.
Ace. Yeah. Who won?
I think Federer won that.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's far easier to play on grass than clay. That's why.
But Nadal rarely gets beat on clay.
They should have swapped that around.
Yeah, the point is, like, when he plays on clay, the other people are also playing on clay. And they can't play on clay as good as him.
Oh, no, but it was really close. I mean, I think he'd only won it by one set or something.
Yeah, it's an exhibition match, of course.
Yeah.
It kept the crowd going.
Yeah, but it was just a pretty fucking fun idea. It was a pretty fun thing to see.
I don't remember that.
But yeah,
he's just one of those people that everyone likes too. Like, he's clearly not a cunt. He's clearly a decent guy.
Yeah.
Even if he is a fucking middle class wanker.
What about Federer?
Yeah.
You know, all tennis players are middle class wankers.
Yeah. I used to love playing tennis. Not even kidding.
I used to only play it for like 2 weeks a year. And that was Same. When Wimbledon was on.
I then used to go back lessons to every week.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you are middle class as fuck, man.
No, I think it nearly put my fucking single mum into bankruptcy.
She'd be sound now, though. She's got OnlyFans to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. she could probably pay for my lessons now. I wonder if she could pay for my gym.
You're never going to use.
Nah.
Yeah, so it's an end of an era in tennis. And then it's, I mean, Nadal and Djokovic aren't going to be far behind him in retiring.
No, they're not.
Andy Murray should have really retired 2-3 years ago.
Fuck, it'll be so hilarious. Like, Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, they get these big send offs. And then, like, Andy Murray retires and everyone's like, okay, bye. Like, the awkward, like, person leaving that you don't give a fuck about. Like, I'll. Yeah, we've got to catch up sometime. Okay. Bye.
he's the guy in the group chat that like nobody leaves it because they feel sorry for him, but they just start a new one on their own. And then he wonders why nobody's chatting in that one.
It's gone very quiet. Bless him. But tennis has got a new era now. They've got that that mental Australian guy.
Yeah,
I like him. I just get into fucking him. Arguments with every cunt.
I mean, he's not like John McEnroe levels yet, but he's getting there, right?
Definitely. I mean, after like Wimbledon, he's like arguing with that drug bird in the stand.
Yeah. I mean, he got in trouble in Wimbledon, didn't he, for wearing a black cap?
Yeah, Nick Kyrgios, that's it. Yeah, that was a few years ago now.
Curious. Yeah. He was wearing a black cap. And it's like, you got to wear all white. Like, so? It's like, so? It doesn't matter, does it?
Cap. That's racist. Can't wear all white. That's racist.
No, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, he's a fuck. Yeah, I've been watching him. He's, Yeah, he's quite funny.
Yeah. Sometimes he tries a bit too hard, but at least he's not fucking boring.
Yeah, you need that in tennis to draw in crowds and people to watch on TV. Like, you're not just the average viewer is not just going to sit down. Oh, fucking hell! It's the fucking Tennessee Open this week. I'm going to watch that. Like.
Yeah,
it's like unless you play it, you're not fucking sticking to it.
It's like when Happy Gilmore become a professional golfer. Everybody was right into it then.
Big time. I was the same when I was playing golf. I was watching every the tournament every weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot to mention one word about the Queen's funeral.
Do we have to what?
Those loving people that queued up for fucking hours.
Yeah. Like good cunts like David Beckham. Good
cunts like David Beckham, you know. That multi-millionaire will eventually be a billionaire.
Yeah.
World class footballer.
Yeah. Susanna Reid and her elderly mother. Ex Prime Minister Theresa May. Who queued up for 12 hours, 14 hours. I mean, she's the ex-prime minister. She could literally walk through that back door. But no, she never.
And let's not forget all the peasants.
Yes, all the poor people. The millions and millions. And then you had the beloved Holly Willoughby. And that guy off the We Buy Any Car advert.
Philip Schofield.
That's the one.
I love the fact that he spent his whole life like trying to hide that he was going through the back door and then done it publicly.
Yeah, not only that, but I didn't know this, but he was having an affair with an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
What?
that he knew for like 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, this is why he come out as gay, because he's going to be...
Oh, wait, he knew her for 5 years?
Yeah.
Him. He knew the guy for 5 years. So it is, that sounds like grooming to me.
Yeah, because the guy was going to... Basically, by the sounds of it, the guy was trying to bribe him, so that's why he come out as gay.
Fuck. Now he's at home, like, oh, fucking not really gay, but I'll just have to fucking suck this dick. Keep up with appearances.
Still lives with his ex-wife, though, right?
Yeah, see what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he's only stopped wearing his wedding ring this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah.
Put up his cock. So he's yeah, did.
But, but it just goes to show, it just goes to show the world what the British are like, okay? I mean, everybody kind of knew that he kind of groomed this guy, had an affair with him. I mean, shagging a fella behind his wife's back. We kind of accepted it. Jump the queue.
Fella's back too.
Yeah. Jump the queue. Fuck you, motherfucker. You should lose your fucking job. Do not jump a fucking queue in the United Kingdom. Yeah. No.
I don't give a shit, like, but fuck me. Twitter got really British. Like, they were coming for their fucking souls. Like, there must have been, like, that we buy in a car, fucking CEOs must have been like, we might have to lose him.
But they've removed him from their, like, all their cover pictures and that was Phil sort of exchanging, like, something with a woman, like, documents and that. They've removed him from it all because the British public have fucking demanded it because he cut into a queue.
The worst thing is, they didn't even cut into a queue. They were filming something for this morning. They were filming something.
That's what I don't get. It's clearly fucking obvious. They're TV people, like.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Nah. Yeah. Fucking wake your dad.
Hollywood Liberty's had to bloody go down the legal route. She had to get lawyers involved.
Why?
For slander and stuff like that. It's fucking, like, it's deep. It's gone really deep now.
We don't like it when you jump a queue. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes a queue jumper.
Mm-mm.
It's on British.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it. We'll ruin you.
There's fucking gangsters out there that murder people for looking at them wrong. They would still queue up.
Yeah, because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Queuing is a great pastime. It's not. It's fucking murder. But we have to persevere and do it all together. But yeah, so I mean, there's a petition, is it over, is it 3,000 signatures for Holly and Phil to lose their jobs on this morning. Even Eamon Holmes was taking fucking shots at them on GB News. Yeah, but he's been pissed off at them anyway, because obviously he got bumped from this morning, so.
Who is it? I've seen Jeremy Kyle's on that GB. Is it GB News?
Yeah. No, he's on Talk TV. I don't know what the fuck that is. No.
Because he was... I've seen him going off on Meghan Markle.
Yeah, he's a prick anyway. We all know that Jeremy Kyle's a prick. Jeremy Kyle's always been a prick.
Mm.
He was born a prick. He's lived a prick. He's going to die a prick. He's the prick's prick. Fuck Jeremy Kyle. I think that he's one man I've never been able to stand, is Jeremy Kyle. Like, you talk about poverty, poor man, he fucking done it for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and look, some interviews were fucking funny, right? You know, when the two gay guys found out they were brothers, I couldn't help but laugh. Right? Harsh as fuck, I know. But
did he pay for your transport to that episode?
No. Nah, to be fair, that was really difficult to watch, I'm not gonna lie. But no, just like his show in general was just, it was poverty porn. All of it. It was just, you see these people that, I mean, they're only there because they can't, I don't know. They're only there because they can't really afford anything else. You know, they get a day out and
crack addicts on there that clearly need to be in they need fucking help.
Yeah, oh, we'll get Graham in. Oh, Graham, come in and talk to them. Like, what? What's this cunt gonna do? Oh, it's fucking awful. Jeremy Carr's always been a cunt. Fuck him.
But Jerry Springer, fucking legend.
Ah, his show was scripted, though. There's a difference, isn't it?
Yeah, but those actors needed some fucking awards. Some of them fucking the script writing was fucking phenomenal.
Well, some of it was.
Fucking nuts. Like how the it's like they had a big board of random shit and just threw darts at it. Right. Midget, cousin, incest. Right, done. That's Monday. Tuesday. Midget. Oh shit. Oh wait. Oh sorry. Black midget. Right, black midget. Uncle again? Oh, for fuck's sake.
I mean, there's always that classic clip that you see from Jerry Springer was like they're doing a lie detector thing, and like Jerry Springer's like, "Oh, the lie detector shows that you lied," and then she's like, "Oh yeah, I did sleep with him," and the boyfriend's like, "Yeah, I know." He's like, just looks at him shocked. He went, "Yeah, well, I bet him, I bet him $50 in a pack of cigarettes that he couldn't sleep with you. So I guess I'm out. I guess I'm out. You $50 and a pack of cigarettes." It's fucking hilarious. But yeah, but Jeremy Kyle is on Talk TV with there's another guy on it who tried to. There was a guy on it from Inchley Britain who was a carpenter, and he was saying to the carpenter like, "Oh, this guy he chops down trees and he just wastes all of it to build things out of." And the guy's like, "Yeah, well, trees regenerate." And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "So I build frames for houses, and you've just put concrete around it." He went, "Well, we can build a house out of concrete." He's like, "Oh yeah, but it doesn't regrow." He's like, "Yeah, it does. You can grow concrete." And then the guy was just, it was just an awkward silence for 20 seconds. He went, "Oh, I'm bored of you now," and turned them off. And I'm like, you just made the guy from Insulate Britain like completely fucking school you there. You absolute moron. You can't grow concrete. That's just fucking silly. Yeah.
You just want to. I mean, I've got truth set up. You just want to play a game. Guess the trend in hashtags.
Okay.
Number one hashtag trending right now. And go on. It's very
Biden.
American.
Freedom.
No.
Hot dog.
Come
Jesus.
on. No, there was, I did see a Christian fucking page.
Very American.
The most
Ally Park.
American.
Guns.
Yes, hashtag guns is trending number one.
No way.
I swear to fucking God.
Fuck's sake. What are they
Oh,
doing?
yeah, dear.
That's so dumb, I wouldn't have even like guessed it.
I see. I had Homer laughing when I read it. I was like, "Fuck! Hurry up and finish this secondly."
Oh, sorry.
That's right. Brilliant! Absolutely brilliant.
Has there been another shooting or something?
But also, so is also 2,000 mules is also trending. That means.
What?
Someone traded their sister.
Yep. FBI corruption.
Okay, yeah, standard.
January 6th committee.
Is that the Trump thing?
That's the insurrection, isn't it? So there's
Oh yeah.
Oh, actually, well, seeing that Guns and Americans, it reminds me of a Twitter exchange that I seen on Meghan Markle at a funeral. This guy says, "Meghan looks amazing." Somebody said, "Bare arms at a funeral, not good." Somebody's like, "Well, she's American. She has the right to bear arms."
Nice.
There's not much Pokemon on Truth. It looks like I'm about to be the number one Pokemon player on Truth.
Oh, you know he was gonna be
Got
like
me.
that.
Go
Go on.
on.
No, you go on.
I was say you've got to be controversial if you're on there. So it's not just Pokemon. You've got to post controversial Pokemon stuff, like Pikachu is gay or something.
It comes up with like you must follow two accounts before you can proceed, and it's like gives you a list of like who you could follow, and it's just like all the Trumps. Yeah, all the trumps, some god pages, some fictional stories of past things that didn't really happen.
Don't know. You do something like do something you love, like send in a picture of one of your ghastly cars and say, "I never let this one on the bus."
Oh, there we go. Daily Bible verses. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
So someone's just staring at their right hand all day?
That sounds like most of us.
Not moving.
Yeah, sounds like a very shit wank, mate.
Yeah. Wait,
that's my response.
Is that a thing saying that they're not going to wank? They're right-handed. It's not going to be shaken.
Yeah. Lee, that's the Bible expert. Psalm 16:8.
Was that
I Psalms? Keep my right... Yeah.
Psalms.
Yeah, Psalms.
Yeah.
Is that Bible passage? Verse? Well, I don't know. Like...
Psalms isn't really in the Bible. They just... It's...
What the fuck? Do you just like add stuff when they see fit? Like,
the book.
He
the
says
book
it is. It's in my Bible, but it's not in yours.
No. It's in my Bible, but they always say, you know, like the Holy Bible with Psalms. Like Psalms is another book that was put in the middle.
Huh?
Don't worry about it. It's...
Is that the official religious stance on it? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I could have a lot of fun on this person.
Is Stormy Daniels on there?
I'm just in the comments. And it's just all praise. Praise the Lord.
Fuck.
Someone said 2-for-1 on prayers tonight at 9 p.m. And the at is Trump sucks his own knob. And then he's also replied to this saying, always remember, your religion is right and everyone else's is wrong. This guy's getting a follow.
Yeah, he's your number two.
He's got a white Jesus as his background picture. This is brilliant. Oh, fuck's
sake. What's the layout? Is the layout like Twitter?
It's like old school Twitter. It's very, like... It's actually quite calming. It's not like Twitter's just there's so much fucking going on right now.
Mm.
Like this is just profiles, hashtags, truths. Like truths is just some like random shit, like random truths of people have.
It's are we all getting Jackie? You getting a truth account?
Maybe.
If the Japanese government haven't blocked it.
Yeah.
It's all right. He's got a VPN.
I feel like this could be our way in to get thousands and thousands of listeners.
Truth Social, let's see.
And I think we could never allowed to enter the lower states.
Oh, no. I think we could get like thousands upon thousands of listeners. We'll get thousands and thousands and thousands of bad reviews from it, but. Fuck it.
Okay, you so know. I typed in Truth National on the App Store.
No.
It's not there in Japan, but the number one app that's there?
Social, not national, yes. But...
Oh, sorry, I typed in Truth Social on there.
All right.
There was an advert under it. My eyes fucking spazzed out. Number one app, Trump Tracker.
Oh shit, I've got Trump Tracker here. I just seen, like, I just put in Truth Social, Trump Tracker was the second one.
Truth Book is the second one for me. And then the third is Sex Actions for couples. Yep.
Trump Tracker.
I got Trump Tracker and then Police Scanner.
Yeah.
Lie Detector.
Lie detector. Truth Test. Yeah,
Triple Dare Couples.
MAGA Chat. And then I got LinkedIn.
Israel guys must know something to you, Jack.
I fucking read that wrong there. What is that, Israel Gaze? Scrolled past a bit too quick. My eyes went funny.
Fucking hell.
That's what he
it
said.
Went back real fast, didn't
you? What's the Trump tracker all about?
I don't know, but it offers in-app purchases, so I'm not even going to click it. It's like rallies and just all their internet.
Keep you updated on President Trump's latest statements, interviews, rallies, elections, audit, but, election results, and more. No filters, no spins, no hateful comments.
I bet you don't tell you where fucking Hunter Biden's laptop is, though. get on Truth Social.
Oh, I'm going to. Oh, I've just downloaded it. I cannot wait to be reading that tonight.
I follow.
Go on.
Jesus Christ. Some news anchor called Cameron Kinsey. Fucking out, man. I like Truth Social. Libs of TikTok. This will be interesting.
I mean, I have genuinely missed Trump on Twitter. Because, you know, if ever I was feeling down, I know I could, like, search his name, see his posts, and just be happy I'm not fucking him or his followers for a day and just go, these are just ramblers of a madman. And they're great. I just do it with Biden now, but I kind of feel sorry for him because he really doesn't know what's going on. I mean, he tweeted out today, we need to get rid of assault weapons. So he said, I'm a chef. If I use that on somebody, it's an assault weapon. Like, dude's got a fucking point. Like, trying to be specific with that one.
I'd have to get rid of my nunchucks.
Do you have nunchucks yet?
No.
Trump has 4.1 million followers on this, though. He follows three people, like Truth Social Support, and then John Daly, the golfer.
What the fuck?
I'm baffled right now. And then you click on his picture, and it's a great picture of John Daly looking good. He looks good for his age, and he's just with two smoking hot birds and hooter outfits on a golf course.
Fuck off, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I follow John Daly on Twitter, but. Okay, that's not his Twitter profile picture. At least I don't think it is. I don't really see it that much.
It's funny. How random. Not his own wife, his own son. Stormy, like, nope. None of that.
Have you seen like the main KFC account?
On Truth?
No, on Twitter, sorry.
Ah. No, I'm looking up there. I'm looking up for it on
I don't think it's on Truth.
No, I don't think there is.
All right. KFC. I only follows. KFC only follow 11 people on Twitter. Six guys called Herb. And the five Spice Girls.
Shut up, that's amazing.
Yeah, and that's the 11 Herbs and Spices, right?
That's wicked.
Yeah, I've always found that one fascinating with like KFC. That's what they follow, and it's fucking hilarious.
Big companies are like apps. Some of them have got some brilliant fucking social media guys and girls. 100%. I should say.
100%.
Like, some of the stuff is fucking, it's proper witty. They've got to be British.
for the bands that they have, it's pretty much got to be.
KFC UK has dropped the ball, though. They're following fucking 3,000
KFC,
people.
They follow too many people. Like KFC, the main one, they only follow 11 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got that perfect.
Get hungry now, I could do a KFC, you know.
It's fucking closed now.
All right, it is.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, KFC though, it always sounds like a good it always sounds like a good idea, but it very rarely is. Especially our one, it's a bit shit. Start going to that new chicken place. It's quite cool.
So we've hit a bit of a birthday this past week.
Oh shit, 2 years old, didn't we?
That you reminded me of. I don't even fucking remember, to be honest.
Yeah.
2 years ago, we were in the depths of the COVID outbreak.
We were finally allowed in each other's houses. Were we? I don't know if he actually broke down. Who gives a fuck now? No, we were allowed. What? Yeah.
No, when we started the podcast, we weren't. Did we do the first episode?
We've done the first episode in your house.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah.
Your dining room. Yes.
Don't remember. Wasn't there?
Had a big whiteboard. We had a big whiteboard with segments on it. With fucking Florida Man and all this on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida Man's Trump, by the way. It's generally Trump.
Happy birthday to us. 2 years of doing this.
2 years. We...
Two years and not be cancelled. Come on.
Scruffy.
We don't quite. We kidnapped Jack along the way.
kidnapped Tom. Gave him back. Sorry, can't feed this one.
But yeah. No, happy birthday, boys.
Happy birthday.
Congrats.
Yeah. 2 years in, and Lee will eventually start to promote the podcast. How are you supposed to?
Fuck, if someone starts listening like now, and then they catch up in the catalog, we might be cancelled if they come in at once.
Yeah, we're gonna be like those. We're gonna be like those. These footballers are in their early 20s. That, you know, being caught out from like something they said on fucking MySpace.
ASL. She's underage.
You said this on MySpace in 2000. I don't even know when MySpace finished, but you said this MySpace 2008. Yeah, it did, man. But like, you know, I've only got 1 year left to play in, man. Fuck's sake, don't cancel me now.
Or if like your brother posts on Twitter that you're a famous footballer and you're actually a nonce.
Yeah. Could never know anyone that.
Mm-hmm. More so if you're French. Failed at United twice.
I mean, he's got to be doing more. He's got to be doing more.
Is it Florence Pogba?
I don't know.
I can't remember what his name is. I can't remember now. But yeah, if you didn't know, Pogba's brothers literally throw them clean under the bus. And
a legend.
It sounds like he's calling him a nonce.
Yeah.
A legend is a bit of Prince Andrew going on.
The world will soon see behind the mask. Some shit like that.
Yeah, it very... weird. Is his brother jealous or something? I don't.
Well, his brother's also a professional footballer. Is he trying money?
I don't know. He played in Scotland, mate.
Yeah, he's played in France as well.
I think he played for St. Mirren.
Oh, don't mind. Played. But it's very strange.
Yeah, it's just strange things to, you know, to accuse someone of, you know.
If it's not true, then yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. It's just that it's come out of nowhere. Nobody expected it. It was, you know.
There was rumours that him and his brother, he was... him and a gang were trying to extort money from him, from Paul Pogba and his agent, and Mbappe as well, as part of part of the of it somewhere. I don't know what else happened from there.
Yeah. It's just a weird situation, really.
Mm. It might have been that they were going to out Mbappe for dating a transgender woman.
Man.
He looked... You love who you love. But apparently you can't get fucking any Pokemon training for that shit. You know what I mean?
Sad times, Lou. Sad times.
Yeah, some guy's so fucking woke that he's like, nah, I don't believe you. Anyway. Yeah, the Bulba thing's weird.
Very.
Although Mendy got off of the charge.
Yeah, I did see that.
He got off of one charge. I mean, we don't know what the rest of it is yet. But the first charge, he's been found innocent.
Mm.
It's one for one, isn't he? So,
yeah.
He's got like 12 more to go.
Yeah, he's about 12 more. He's been found innocent on the first charge. So, that's not to say he's innocent for the rest of it. It's just... Mm. First charge, he's... Yeah.
Hmm.
And
he's got about as much chance of surviving the rest of them as England do at the World Cup.
We're good in tournaments, mate.
Are we?
Yeah.
He's got to be by the European champions.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, but recent history tells you that we're actually not that bad in tournaments.
But we always looked good before the tournament recently too.
Yeah, we've lost 5 in a row. Oh. And Harry Maguire has been relegated for the 5th time.
Right, this is my issue. How the fuck is Harry Maguire in the England squad? He's not even playing for United.
Because he's white.
Yeah, we've called it for weeks.
Southgate said, I will pick people on their club form. Sound. Where's James Tavernier in this fucking squad, by the way?
Yeah, I would say this. The good thing is, like, we bitch and moan about it, and I thought some of the pundits would be quiet about it. They haven't been. Like, Simon Jordan on fucking TalkSport, a lot of them all going after Southgate for it.
Yeah.
You know, just basically calling him out for absolute bullshittery. Even Gary Lineker, for fuck's sake.
Yeah,
well, Gary Lineker's the most woke cunt in the world at some times. Even he tweeted out James Maddison is the most creative midfielder in the Premier League right now.
Yeah.
Statistically proven. Mm. And he's not getting a call up.
Well, you wouldn't I wouldn't have picked Calvin Phillips. Sorry, Jack. But he's not playing.
He's injured.
Well, no, but I mean, but yeah. He was called up, wasn't he?
And he was called up.
He was called up and then sent back because he got injured. But I mean, he wasn't playing anyway, so why? Jack Grealish.
Do you know who they called up for in replacement of him?
No.
Jordan Henderson, who's also been injured for most of the season.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
He's got 5 right backs. He played...
And he still hasn't picked the fucking best one.
Yeah. He played 3 at the back. And he had fucking Fit Maguire as a left centre back.
Yeah, you don't even play 3 at the back.
Bukayo Saka as left wing back.
I've seen that. What's that all about?
He's a right winger.
Yeah, he's a right winger. He plays at the right forward.
Yeah, Dyer in the middle and Kyle Walker. Kyle Walker's fucking, the guy's brilliant. He's fucking rapid.
His recovery pace is unreal.
He's the saving grace in that defence when Maguire fucking punches his own player in the back of the neck. Yeah, it's woeful.
How can you have five right?
Eric Dyer and Harry Maguire back there and I don't understand why fucking Ben White is not even in that fucking squad.
Yeah.
His team's top of the fucking league.
Yeah.
was Kyle Walker-Peters in the squad?
I couldn't tell you.
He's not I'm looking at.
He should have been, no. He's having a pretty good season so far. I mean, I'm not interested in the Nations League. They're still like the friendlies. I'm not that fucking interested in them.
Italy are fucking awful.
I know.
Germany put 5 past them? 6?
How'd you pick five right backs and still not pick your best one? No, and I've had this argument with so many people now.
Like, it's the fact that he picked five right backs and then didn't play a right back. He played the right back at right centre back.
People always ask me, like, why would you... people always say, like, well, you keep saying that James Tanney is the best right back. Like, well, yeah, so like, we'll prove it. Well, he's got a European Golden Boot now as well as a fucking right back. What else does a man need to do?
Yeah.
I know he plays his club football not in a top five league, but at the same time, he's got a European Golden Boot as a fucking right back.
Yep. I get like annoyed by it, even though I shouldn't get annoyed at it because I should enjoy the fact that he's going to do badly at the tournament. But it annoys me because the players that play for United are going to, like last the Euros, go back into the league and possibly be dog shit because they've had a bad tournament. Luckily, Rashford didn't get called up, Sancho didn't get called up. They're not going to the World Cup.
Why,
You've got one friendly or two friendlies before the World Cup.
Why was Sancho not called up? And actually, I'll give Rashford this one. He's actually been playing really well. Why was he not called up?
He's played that well. He's been nominated for Premier League Player of the Month.
Yeah.
After the squad was announced, he tweeted himself saying he was injured. So.
Okay.
But I don't know. Greenwood done the same thing. Before the Euros, he didn't get called up for the friendlies before, and then he came out and said he was injured. But it was like, you're injured, or you've not been picked, and you try to make an excuse.
Well,
Sancho
should have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because Sancho's actually found his feet now.
Yeah, like I said it all along that he wasn't who he'd pick and who he wouldn't pick. I was dead on the money.
You are.
Dead on the fucking money.
But again, Maguire should not have been there. Greeley should not be in there.
No. He's
not played. Calvin Phillips should never have got called up, but he's pulled out for injury anyway. I understand there's sometimes where, like with Scotland's sake, there was a time where Alan Hutton wasn't playing for Aston Villa. But Scotland didn't have a competent right back at all. So they had Alan Hutton playing because he was still the best right back that was there for Scotland, even though he wasn't playing the club level. But England don't have that issue. They have, they have talent everywhere. And Gareth Southgate is still fucking. I don't get it.
There's not even another friendly before the World Cup, other than the game on Monday against Germany in the Nations League. This is what's quite fucked up about this. This even more so fucked up about the World Cup being at this time. Like, I know the Nations League is just friendlies with a fucking little a fancy fucking name on it.
Yeah, I understand why it was put in there.
It's not a lot of preparation time, is it? You usually get two or three games the month before.
Mm.
I mean, it's the end of November. You play Germany on Monday, and then your first game's the 21st of November. But he's got to pick. So now what does he do? You just get beat by Germany Monday. Rashford comes back from injury, is bagging goals. Sancho, Saka plays wank. Maguire is not going to get... The only time Maguire's going to get a game for United is on a Europa League Thursday. And if he keeps playing as bad as he is, he won't even be the starting centre-back. It'll be Lindelof and fucking Phil Jones.
Bamford will be back.
Does he still pick them? You're lucky you've got Iran, USA and Wales. I'm getting a USA top.
Me too.
Because I know the states.
Yep.
I remember when sorry, go on, man.
I was just saying that. I remember Scott trying to put a USA sticker in my locker at work.
Top cunt.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
I do, because you bought it off your brother for £2. Because you tried to put it in my locker and I fucking knocked out your hand. You went, cunt. Because I knocked out your hand and screwed up. You went, cunt. I bought it off my brother for £2.
I don't remember this whatsoever.
Oh, I remember it. Yeah.
I'm not saying you're lying. He's lying. Oh, dear. Right. I think we've done offending everybody. Thanks for listening.
I mean, we just offended Americans. So I'm quite happy with that, though.
Oh, Americans, Gareth Southgate supporters.
None.
Yeah, so just the Americans.
Cool. If you want to be more offended, listen to the back catalogue.
But statistically, 9 out of 11 Americans that listen to this podcast are offended anyway.
That is a true story. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for listening. Send your abuse to the Truth page, Scruffy Podcast on Truth,
and Dick Mix.
Yep. Thanks for listening, fuckers. Peace.
Peace.
Sayonara.